Lisa Germano first came to public attention as the violinist for rocker John Mellencamp back in the late 1980s. Since then, Germano's gone on to write and record her own music. In 1994, she released an album called Geek the Girl. The album features a chilling song called A Psychopath. It's based on Germano's real-life experience with a stalker, as she told Anne Strangechamps.
First, he wrote me at a P.O. box because I had my little first record out, and there was a P.O. box on the record. And he wrote me this letter about how I changed his life and how I've got to get off this rock and roll roller coaster and come back to him, and that God says we have to be together. And, you know, I read it, and I just went, whoa, I don't know about this guy. And then we were at a concert in Indianapolis, at a John Mellencamp concert, and the security was always good, but there's so much family in Indiana that they weren't as careful as they should be. And in the break, I got a knock on my door, and I just figured it was somebody I knew. And I opened the door, and this guy that I never saw before just, like, went, Lisa, thank you so much for saving my life. And I slammed my door and then started kicking it so that security would hear. And they came, and I said, who's that guy? Like, what's going on? And anyway, so I knew that it was him. And then there just kept being, he came to John Mellencamp's house once, and John had him arrested. He just followed us around. And anyway, then I moved to New Orleans, and I lived there for about a year and a half, and I forgot about this guy. Then I moved back to Indiana. And the first week I lived in my house there, I got a call from him, and he goes, hey, this is Darren. Just wanted to welcome you home, and blah, blah, blah. And that's all he said. And so I knew that this guy knew where I lived. He knew where I was. He was following me. And the cops wouldn't do anything about it.
Were you scared?
I was terrified. I was terrified all the time. I slept with a baseball bat next to the bed and a thing of mace. And I was making this record at home. And I thought it was going to be a record about silly situations that girls get into. But the songs that came out were really, really way more serious. And so then I started writing about this situation, and I wanted it to be scary because the cops wouldn't help me. And then my ex-husband got me this tape of this lady who was calling a 911 call, and the cops didn't get to her in time. And the story goes that she was raped and murdered.
That's a real tape.
Oh, that's totally real. And at first I wasn't going to put it on, but then I thought, no, I want you to feel fear when you feel this song, because it's terrifying to be stalked. It's not a joke, and you can't live your life normally. You see him everywhere. You go, he might be here, he might be there, and you can't sleep. And so anyway, the night that I mixed that song at home, I was so scared that I called my ex-husband and went over to his house to sleep, because it was like, but I knew that the song made it. I knew that I got what I wanted, because I couldn't even sleep in the house. I was so scared.
Shut the bedroom door. A baseball bat, a baseball bat beside my bed. I'll wait around and wait around and wait.
Did writing and recording the song help you deal with the situation, help it kind of put it in the past?
It does, yeah. The writing about it does, and he actually did stop for a while. And then I heard, like, a year later that he got married to make himself look more presentable in public, you know, to say, see, I'm not stalking her anymore. And then, like, 6 months later, he tried to stab his wife, and he actually stabbed himself 7 times. This is the last I've heard of him.
Do you know whether your stalker ever actually heard your song at all? I mean, I guess I'm wondering whether there was any after effect of having written an entire song about him.
Well, the thing is I don't know, because he honest to God stopped bugging me. And there was a side of me that thought maybe he heard it and he was embarrassed. But then I thought, no, that would have given him power. God, she wrote a song about me. So I really don't know why he quit bothering me. But it really was after I put the record out that I got no more phone calls and I didn't hear anything from him. And then I went on tour, so the fear started to go away. And when I would come home, I wouldn't think about it as much. It took quite a while to not think he was there all the time.
Singer-songwriter Lisa Germano with a song called A Psychopath. The song is based on Germano's experiences with an obsessed fan. She spoke with Anne Strangchamps.